Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, another development in the ongoing Microsoft attempts to snatch up Activision Blizzard King deal it's over on equityreport.com. It's coming out that Microsoft's latest move to try and get the deal over the fence in regards to the UK's board, the CMA board, is to come up with the idea of a content plan that makes sure that all future Activision Blizzard King releases are on all platforms going forward for the next 10 years. Apparently, this is something that the European Commission and the China government are already on board with, and they think that will help get the deal over the finish line, let's say.
Yeah.
In those areas, the CMA are still the sticking point, but it's still that whole idea of just Microsoft saying, don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. Just let us sign this deal, and everyone will play with all the toys, and it'll all be fine. Obviously, it's that whole idea of after the 10-year window, things will change. That's obviously the assumption from Sony's point of view, and they assumedly don't want this to go through, but this is one of the many things that Activision are doing to try and strengthen, they're making deals with Nintendo, they're coming up with this whole sort of content plan overall. What do you think?
Well, this is it, right? I said this on the What Culture Gaming podcast,
yes,
which you should definitely check
please
out
go subscribe.
For an extended discussion on this subject and many more.
Yes.
But I mentioned that I love the fact that every single time Microsoft comes into some kind of roadblock with this deal, they kind of just keep sweetening the pot with some kind of 10-year deal. Initially, it was like, okay, Sony, do you want to Call of Duty for 10 years? And then Sony was like, no, that
not
doesn't
really
sound very good. So now they've come back with, well, do you want every game for 10 years? Will that sweeten the pot?
Some Destiny? I don't know.
And you know what? This will probably work. Like you said, yes, there are still bodies who are holding out, but it does seem to be flying with at least certain regulators. And it's an interesting prospect because in the short term, that would be viewed as a win for Sony. It
yes.
means they get the rights to Call of Duty and many others. There are probably other Activision games that I'm misremembering
right
now.
We did that whole thing on how they've sort of boiled their entire portfolio down to like two or three games anyway. Obviously,
yeah.
Destiny's still going very strong, but they're not really known for having this incredibly strong portfolio anymore.
No,
they're almost
entirely
Call of Duty studio.
Destiny isn't an Activision thing anymore, you know what I mean? They had a few games, and now they kind of have fewer, but the games that they do have are massively successful. You know, you've got Call of Duty, you've got Warzone, and you've got the Blizzard side of things with World of Warcraft, Overwatch, all of that jazz. Mm. And Activision itself, while they might not be making loads of games, do have that, luscious portfolio of IP that they're just kind of sitting on and not using. So it's interesting. If I was Sony, I would kind of, as sweet as this deal may seem, you'd be pushing off against it because 10 years is a long time. In video game terms, though, it's not necessarily that long,
No.
If you don't have an annualized franchise, that might just be two, maybe three games in every big franchise that isn't Call of Duty, which has an annual release. And it's like, if you think about it in those terms,
yeah,
that's only two or three games per franchise that Sony is necessarily getting out with this.
Well, that's the wider thing we talked about this little bit on the podcast is the general value of Call of Duty across the next 10 years. The idea of, they rebooted everything through the Modern Warfare lens, and those games have been stellar, like 2019's Modern Warfare, last year's Modern Warfare 2, but the other stuff, like Black Ops Cold War and Vanguard, have been so forgettable.
Yeah.
It's the idea of, they're playing with so much money, there's so much impetus and importance on this IP right now. But to me, I'm just like, I don't know, I don't even know if it's worth that anymore. And the amount of things that are going back and forth trying to get this deal over the finish line. I will bring in Video Game Chronicles' Andy Robinson tweeting that I know a lot of industry pundits think Microsoft selling off Xbox is a genuine possibility, such that should the deal be blocked. He still expects it to go through with certain concessions and just says the capitalism has proven time and again that conventional logic really doesn't matter much if the graph doesn't point up enough. This also comes after the announcement that Microsoft have entered into another 10-year deal with Nintendo, but again the only IP that was mentioned is Call of Duty, to make sure the Call of Duty Duty is arriving on Nintendo platforms going forward with content and feature parity to the bigger consoles. It blows my mind that they can make these deals before it hasn't actually gone through.
Yes,
they're just sort of like, well, we'll guarantee this stuff's going to be over here, but we don't even know what we have to put over here yet. And there's also a whole thing where if this deal does fall through, I mean, maybe that might happen in regards to the wider viability of Xbox as a brand, but there is also a clause in the ongoing contract that they will have to cough up $3 billion for all the ongoing negotiation fees and everything else so far. Anyway.
Cough it up to me.
A cheeky $3 billion. So there's a lot going on here, and obviously the deal's been in motion since, I think it was January 22nd last year. So it's already over a year just trying to get this stuff together. And it's just weird. It's almost the idea of Xbox's entire reputation hanging on this, or to some degree internally, if that's what some of the pundits and the stock people are thinking, which
that's
is kind of terrifying.
Insane, really, considering how much building Xbox as a brand has done over the past decade plus, literally a decade at this moment in time since they launched the Xbox One, which was a disaster. Phil Spencer came in and has been trying to right the ship, primarily by buying a bunch of other studios that can make good games for him. You know, he's made a lot of acquisitions over the past, you know, Bethesda, Obsidian, all of these great developers and publishers. But the thing is, we haven't really seen the fruits of that.
I was gonna say no games though.
Yeah, we've not really had many games from those acquisitions, so it would be fascinating to me if this deal didn't go through and they sold the company before we even saw the consequences of those prior acquisitions. Like, this, I just said 10 years in real time feels like a long time.
BioShock Infinite was 10 years
ago.
That was terrifying.
And it just kind of boggles my mind that this righting the ship has been in process for so long, and in Xbox's future still seems weirdly up in the air.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, the thing that's worth talking about as well is the Xbox streaming app that they seem to be steering into, which they haven't talked about that much in an official capacity, but we do know that is what they're working on. The idea that Xbox is just some sort of app that you can access on a TV or assumedly on a PlayStation console and definitely on a Nintendo system, unless they are drastically going to be reducing the quality of, you know, the Call of Duty games in terms of frame rate, resolutions, whatever. I feel like the only way to get that working is through cloud streaming, and the same way, like on Switch, you can access things like Hitman and Resident Evil 7. So I feel like that's what they're going to do in regards to the Xbox streaming app. And there was a whole conversation going on about how they had this Xbox Keystone was the name of this other in motion project to get Game Pass on more systems, and now it just seems to be an app based thing. And I think that's what Xbox want to be. They almost want to be this sort of omnipresent app service that you can tap into, and obviously there's bits and pieces of that right now, but they just want to be the Netflix for games. They want to be accessible everywhere and go down that route. So I guess it's all in that direction eventually, and just that idea of Xbox being this one icon that can can be negotiated with. And just saying, well, you want Netflix on your platform, you want Xbox on your platform, and going from there. And I guess they might as well just hoover up as much stuff as possible. It doesn't necessarily matter about the games. It's more about the girth of the service overall.
I think it's interesting that Xbox has always said that, you know, their main competition isn't necessarily Sony or Nintendo. It's like the big media conglomerates like Google or Amazon or whoever. Yeah. And now they're having to actually realize that, you know, Sony, Microsoft are the competition, they're making concessions and stuff. But yeah, I would echo what you said there. The Xbox kind of model is definitely moving towards that streaming future where it's less about console manufacturing as it is being a platform, being a service. And it's interesting that they're going all in on that, I think, at a time where these services are starting to not fail, but certainly not reach the potential that was touted a few years ago. You know, Netflix is obviously going down the crapper right now. but even other successful services like Disney Plus or even PlayStation Plus are in the midst of losing subscribers and trying to scramble to figure out whether this business model works. So it's interesting that Xbox is hoovering up all of these acquisitions, like you said, and saying, nah, this is our future. We're going all in on this.
I think it's a weird thing as well in terms of, you imagine a reality where Call of Duty is, you know, the deal goes through and Call of Duty and Activision stuff all belongs to Xbox / Microsoft. The idea of, you know, they then reach some sort of agreement where Sony are like, cool, fine, we can't do anything about this. We still want Call of Duty on PlayStation, so we're going to have the Xbox Game Pass app on the dashboard. Does that then mean that Call of Duty is not listed on the PlayStation Store? Mm-hmm. Or is it listed for full price with the reminder, with some sort of legal thing they have to put in there saying, like, but you could click this button and just go on Game Pass and get it that way?
Well, this is my big question, right? Because I don't know if it's mentioned in the details of this potential agreement that they've put forward, but would this kind of stop Xbox from essentially saying, look, we're going to put all of Activision's games on all consoles going forward, but could they say, you know, release the next Call of Duty on PlayStation 5, but also say, well, you could buy it over there, but it's on Game Pass.
Well,
on
that's what I'm thinking.
So it's not technically exclusive, but it's a much more appealing offer, isn't it, than buying it full price?
I don't know if they have some sort of... You would think there'd be something in some sort of legal recourse to advertise the competition within the storefront of the first part, like the first party storefront on a certain platform. It's really weird the way all this stuff is rolling out. And obviously, we don't know enough of the literal business realities of how they are able to make these deals before their initial deal has come through. But I think the wider framing of just how important this deal is, just how much money is on the line, the billions and billions of dollars, and even the fact that there is a concession fee in there as well, does make it fascinating. And I think that it's just a weird thing. We're already a year since it got set in motion, and assumedly they can't drag on for that much longer. So the amount of moves that Microsoft are doing, because Sony have just planted their feet and just said, we're not moving on this whatsoever, and they've had to kind of go around them and sort of like try and negotiate something with Nintendo to try and be like, look, they are fine.
Yeah.
This person over there is fine. You'll be fine too. And I guess if they can get this over the finish line, then they'll just see what happens in 10 years. I personally don't think that they would continue having content available everywhere after 10 years. I don't think you spend $70 billion to not lock that stuff the F down. So
it's a concession, right? It's like, okay, this is a long-term investment. As a $70 billion acquisition is a long-term investment. That's not something that you do for quick cash right now and then don't have any plans in the future. 10 years to them is probably kind of what I said at the beginning. You know, it's a couple of games here and there. It's probably 10 Call of Duties, but maybe not if they've taken off the annualization process. And then it's a case of, right, we've literally paid our time.
Yes.
And now, get off! These are our games. They're on our platform.
I
don't
know. I feel like overall there's still so much left to be done in terms of clarifying exactly where things will be available. And like I said, the whole idea of the Xbox streaming thing is just something that's been mentioned in terms of rumors and the general idea of that's what they're steering into. But maybe they bring all that stuff together. I don't feel like Game Pass is the cross-content platform thing. It's not even being talked about in that way just yet. But this might be the kind of deal that would make it become that. If the only way to play Call of Duty is to get a Game Pass app, then immediately a lot more people get Game Pass. But whether that tanks the general perception of it is a whole other thing, and the general sort of goodwill that surrounds Phil Spencer and Xbox as well. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the state of Xbox attempting to acquire Activision Blizzard, and what do you want to see from the Call of Duty IP across the next 10 years. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.